Hello. In this lesson, we'll be looking at isolating difficulties. Sometimes children encounter lots of difficulties within just one single lesson or within a single task that needs to be completed. Children get overwhelmed very easily when the amount of work they need to do seems vast. Let's say, for example, a child has written a long essay, probably a story, and you find that as the story goes on, one, the handwriting quality diminishes. Two, there are a lot of punctuation mistakes. Three, there are a lot of spelling mistakes. Now, we could address this in such a way that it could become very discouraging. If the teacher marks everything in red, circling all the punctuation problems, and then underlining the work that has been misspelt, and asking the child to check the dictionary for all the meanings of words that have not been used correctly or have not been spelt correctly, and you just give back this work to a probably primary two child, age 7, and you ask them to go do their corrections. It is quite possible that the child will probably respond that they're tired and they want to do it the next day. And maybe the teacher now not really isolating difficulty or helping the child to get things done properly says to the child, look, you have more than enough time and you are not going to become a great communicator. If you do not start learning how to get this done, you have time, go get it done. Now, a teacher that deals with this in such a way that she or he is isolating the difficulties that the child might be facing may say, oh, I see that you've written a very long story and it's really great that you are able to express yourself. Did you enjoy writing this? And the child says, yes, they did. And the teacher can then go on to say to the child, you know, though, that in order for you to do a very good job, it takes a lot of practice. A good writer really would spend time learning to spell, learning to use words correctly, using the right punctuation and capitalization. And in this work, you can see that there is quite a lot of corrections that you need to get done. The child could still reply and say, yes, I know, I can see that, but I don't really feel like doing these corrections right now. The teacher could then say, yes, I agree with you. It probably would be a bit tiring, because there are a lot of corrections, aren't there? And the child will say, yes, there are. And then the teacher could then say to the child, what if I asked you not to do everything today, but you could choose one kind of correction to do? Would you like to do the punctuation, spelling, or capitalization? And the child could then say, okay, yes, I'll do capitalization today. Okay, so the child does capitalization one day. The next day you deal with the other. The next day you deal with the other. And then you can now, once the child has got that done, you could now say, okay, we've got all our corrections done, haven't we? So let's now work on your handwriting. If you notice on your original one, the handwriting was not that great by the end. Now, I want you to, now that you've gotten all your corrections done and you know exactly what you need to write in your story or in your write-up, could you write out the story or write-up correctly, concentrating now on your handwriting? You would find that you get the work done better, a happier child, proud of the product that they have, because the difficulties were isolated and worked on one by one. This is a better way to help the children and manage your classroom so that both adults and the children get the best results without actually tampering with the atmosphere and the relationships within the classroom.